Z103.com. Good morning. Welcome to episode number 18 of the Basics in Economic Development. Let's pass the torch on over to Mark Wickersham. Here you go.
Hey, good morning, Monty, and good morning, listening audience. And as you know, from time to time on our show, we welcome special guests to be with us. And that's exactly what we have this morning. We've a special guest, new friend, Dan Bish. Dan is the vice president of business development for the Northeast Indiana Partnership, having just accepted that position recently. Dan, welcome to Huntington. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at the NEI, and how did you get into economic development in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So I have been with NEI for since about end of May. Originally, I'm from St. Louis area. I worked for a few municipalities out there, did some local government work, comprehensive plans, planning, zoning, economic development, community development, and then had the opportunity to go to Montgomery County, Ohio, in the Dayton region, and do business development there. Was there for about 6 years, kind of grew my skill set, and then after that moved to Pittsburgh, went to Allegheny County Economic Development, was the business development manager there for about almost 3 years, and then this opportunity came up to relocate to Fort Wayne in the Northeast Indiana area and be the VP of business attraction, business development, and I had to jump at it because it's such a great opportunity.
When you were in the Montgomery County, Ohio area, I guess I'm assuming that you had to, by nature, be a Cincinnati Reds fan. Those of us who are Reds fans are all kind of, trying to root for each other right now. But the Dayton Dragons make regular appearances in Fort Wayne at the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Mm-hmm. But then I'm wondering, so when you went from Montgomery County to Pittsburgh, did you have to become a Pittsburgh Pirates fan? How did you do all that? What's that like to move around like that?
Being from St. Louis, you are born and bred a Cardinals fan, and I still am. Sorry to anybody out there. But that's been consistent throughout. But again, relocating, moving to different areas, you have to support the local teams, whomever they are. So again, I was working downtown in Pittsburgh, so my friends and I would go to some Pirates games, and I would pop down and see the Cardinals play the Reds all the time or go to Dragons games. I'm looking forward to going to a lot of Tin Caps games for sure.
Cool. Well, tell us a little bit about what you actually have found as you've started at NEI and what you do. What's it like to work there?
Yeah, no, it's been a great experience so far. It's just a great group of individuals who are professionals in their craft, and it's been a real delight being there just for this short amount of time even. So a lot of my work lately has been working out, going to visiting the local economic development organizations, the LEDOs, such as yourself, the other counties, the other economic development agencies, and trying to learn more about what they've on their personal level feel like the strengths and weaknesses are of their territory, of their region, and where they foresee their community growing and how, and trying my best at the NEI to enable that in any way we can.
Well, and that's I really appreciate as a LEDO, first of all, having a professional in that role that has way more experience at this than I do. That's always good to work around people who are smarter than we are as individuals.
You've got a lot of great experience as well. It's a great project.
This is a great county, and we've got a great team down here. But I mean, we don't do this in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. We do this effort regionally. We do it statewide, mm-hmm. And it matters to have really solid people working with us in those capacities. But it also is encouraging to me as a local economic development official that your team members come down and meet with me from time to time. And just like after we finish our show today, we're gonna take a drive and make sure that as the new vice president at the partnership, that he's had the chance, that you have the chance to see the 182, we're not gonna get all of them, but there are 182 projects that I've worked with in Huntington County over the years, and we have some really good things to show, really good things to talk about, and appreciate your time and interest today and taking time to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important to get out and see everything firsthand and kind of put boots on the ground because, taking in all these 11 counties within the NEI footprint, there are some similarities, but there's a lot of differences as well, and understanding those nuances is extremely important. important as we go out to other places and kind of sell the region and talk about our highlights and make sure that we're marketing it in the correct way and in ways that align with the needs, wants, and values of the local communities.
Was there anything in particular when you were researching whether you wanted to even apply for the job? Or were you recruited? I don't, you know, without going into personal detail, but it was like, what was it about the region that led you to think, okay, this is a great opportunity?
Yeah, so researching NEI in general, you know, Stefan, our new CEO of the last couple of years, has been doing a lot of great work, comes with a great pedigree from a Phoenix area, and has done a lot to kind of move the organization forward. There are a lot of great projects coming through, a lot of good wins, population increases for the region, all good indicators that things are on an upswing here and for everybody. So again, being able to come into that with wind in my sails already was very attractive, especially.
We had a conversation off the air before we started, and you summarized in essence what you learned real quickly about in Montgomery County, Ohio. What makes, you know, what gives you the edge? What are the three things or four things that give you the edge that we really have here and we may not know that?
Yeah, so we always preach speed, risk, and cost. So if it's the faster you can get a company to market, the cheaper you can do it, and the more you can reduce their risk for investment, the more successful you're going to be. And a lot of those attributes are here in these communities because, you know, the NEI has set up an opportunity for success by bringing all the communities together to work together. So having that buy-in, having that cooperation, having those dialogues already reduces that risk and increases the speed to market for these companies in a way that they, you know, need to understand. And we need to be telling that story for sure. And then again, cost of labor, cost of living, cost of development is cheaper here than most other places as well, along with having just great amenities for any new residents, any business owners who want to relocate here. So telling that story is going to be a huge part of what we're doing going forward.
And I think you have a really good advantage on doing that because A, of the experience, but B, you left another area to move to Northeast Indiana and had to have to adjust to residential living and that kind of thing. Anything in particular that you found really encouraging on that front as you relocated to Northeast Indiana personally?
Yeah, there's just so many different nuances to each community, and I'm looking forward to spending time in each of them, trying to absorb as much as I can and get the flavor and vibe from all of them. You know, as I said, they're all have some similarities, some ruralness, but they do have a lot of unique attributes, and I'm looking forward to figuring that out. But on top of that, there's just so many different activities going on, especially during the summertime here, where there's festivals, there's ball games, there's concerts, there's just always something to do. And you know, I always say that only boring people get bored. So if you can't find something to do in Fort Wayne or Northeast Indiana, you're not looking hard enough, because there's always something to do.
Great. Well, that's great. I appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for taking time to learn about Huntington County and for representing us regionally. And with that, I will hand it back off to the Z103.com music lines and things. Monty, take it over.